Fourth parak of the Goyim, fourth Mishnah. Shtei Sayis, the two hairs. Ikor and Mash of Rosh and Malbim. And the base, closer to the skin, they're dark, but they're white coming out. And then it's Tohar. Of course, we go by the base of it, which was not yet made, turned into white. It has to be white in order to be Matam. Ikor and Malbim, Mash is the other way around. The base is white and the tips are dark. Then he's Tomei. It has to be a shear of the hair. So how long does the white part have to be? Even a small amount. Then you happen with scissors. If by the base it's one hair, going to split on the top. Even though it looks like two, still tall because it's one hair. Paris of voice eleven. Or he says shofo, the hair that has a white hair or a black hair, tome. It's tome. And choshim shem miyat mokam esel shofo is the hair. So we're not concerned that the area of the dark hair rendered the hair is less than the shear. They shem for mamash. Here is insignificant, and therefore we assume that that area. We take into account that area as part of the area of the Taras. As long as some total, we have a shear that is Tomei.